You know what they say about the usual spacing of apples and trees? Well, for Senator Rand Paul, finding the perfect distance may take some careful measuring. Speaking to a packed house of Republicans at the annual Lincoln Day dinner, Senator Paul sounded a lot like his father at times, reciting a litany of wasteful government expenditures.
We spent $1.8 million developing roll-up beef jerky. That came out of the military budget. We spent $5 million in the military budget on studying the collective action of fish.
But the younger Paul was making a wider appeal, calling on his fellow Republicans to reach out to African American and Latino voters. He struck a pragmatic tone on immigration.
There is a certain sense of de facto amnesty in that they're not going home. Their kids will be voting, and if their kids think we're hostile to them, they're never going to vote for us.
But will reaching outside the party alienate those within, especially those who supported Congressman Ron Paul? Those well-organized activists dominated the Iowa delegation to the Republican National Convention, even though Paul was effectively out of the running. At a gathering afterward for members of the so-called Liberty Movement, Dave Edwards of Des Moines said he has some misgivings about Rand Paul's immigration stance, but he thinks the son could win over his father's fans.
I think he can earn it, but he's going to have to prove himself. I mean, he's not his dad. He's a new person.
Ron Paul's controversial stances on issues like drug legalization could pose a problem for his son if he runs, says Bruce Gronbeck. He's an emeritus professor at the University of Iowa and an expert on political communication. Speaking on IPR's River to River this week, Gronbeck says Senator Paul has to walk a fine line in those discussions.
You can see why Rand Paul doesn't want to spend his time having to define his what you called the places of daylight between himself and dad, because that's going to obviously put him in some defensive positions.
Several Republican leaders at the Lincoln Day fundraiser, including National Committeeman Steve Scheffler, said they think Rand Paul could have the potential to build a broader coalition than his father, but there's a long way to go until 2016. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.